T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back to News and Talk 1380 WALK. Look here, man, we are down here making it happen for the least, the lost, the left out. And we met this young man. He was there with his mama.
Yep.
But he's by himself. Tron Austin, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Chili son, Dallas Austin son. Good to see you.
Yes, sir. It's great seeing you as well.
Out and about in the community.
Of course.
Talk about here. You're here to support Hosea. Mm-hmm. Helps Hosea feed the hungry homeless. This is Hosea's daughter here. And tell everybody
Hello.
Why you came
nice to
down.
Meet you. I honestly came down because I thought it was a perfect opportunity for me to give back to the community and really show support. You know, this is a time of gathering, Thanksgiving, and honestly, like, my family, we all gather together. My mom throws down. We have a really big thing. You know, it's really big in our family. And people don't know Chili can cook. Like, my mom is, like, the best cook ever. So, like, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Like, she's literally the best cook. She'll throw down. She'll have, like, 5 different desserts and all that. So, for me, it's like I was so blessed to have a household that celebrated Thanksgiving and we had family time together. So I was like, well, this is a great chance to give back and really show everybody, you know, this is what it's all about. You know, family, you know, you tie the music together, you tie the industry together. It's, at the end of the day, it's all about giving back.
Really, when you look at your entertainment royalty by virtue of your family, now you're doing it on your own.
Yes, sir.
You got a bang out here, man. I ain't just saying that. I like the song.
Tell us
about the song. Love the song.
Appreciate that.
We're playing it now, but tell everybody. You know, sometimes we look at y'all, you know, I'm 53. I look at this guy. I say, man, they lost. They don't get it.
Like the new generation, right?
You know, but we know that's the narrative that sometimes we use.
That's true.
You talked about your family coming together. Mm-hmm. And your mama, who we know internationally known, but Chili from TLC, cooks and throws down.
Yes.
Talk about what it was like growing up in that household. And, you know, this food that the donations we receive going to feed people who some are sleeping under bridges tonight. And
exactly.
But for Hosea helps,
right,
would need. But talk about, you know, your own family and what it means to be able now to, even at your age, to give back with your own resources and that of your family.
Of course. So it was a big tradition in my family around the Christmas times where we would always go to, like, different little communities that you can just do, like, food can drives and stuff like that. You know how I used to do that in school? And so I thought that would be a cool thing to just keep up because, you know, like you said, there's some people sleeping under bridges tonight. There's some people who are going to be sleeping under bridges, you know, for the next year, you know.
Yeah.
So I feel like when we're put in positions, you know, you can't control where you come from. You don't control what family you're born into or anything like that. But I feel like when you have a blessing, you know, you can grow up and receive blessings, it's your job to give blessings, you know, to the people who didn't grow up that way.
You're
20 what now?
I'm 22.
22. Yes, sir. Liz, when you see this 22-year-old, you know, your own son, your own daughter now is in the organization. What do you say to his generation, this young man who, again, mom and dad, Dallas Austin, iconic producer, and, you know, Chili from TLC, iconic, just legendary career. But he on his own. He struck out and said, I just want to come over here.
Yes.
But not a whole lot of fanfare and support you. What does that mean to your organization?
That somehow, in the midst of all the fame and the fortune, the heart of the ancestors has come through you.
Yes, ma'am.
You're blessed because of that. Because you could be a real jerk all about yourself.
Right, exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Gone about your business.
Right.
But there's some kind of a calling in you that has come from the people who raised you right and righteous.
Right.
And even before that, if you search your family line, all the way going back, you're going to find some preachers.
Right.
You're going to find some people, nurses,
exactly,
some people who cared for other people,
exactly,
some kind of missionary,
exactly,
some kind of mission of caring,
mm-hmm,
that is still lasted and now is manifesting in you.
Thank you
so much. In spite of all of the razzle-dazzle.
Right.
Because what I tell them young kids, don't let it razzle-dazzle you.
Yeah, right.
Because the razzle-dazzle can only last so long.
Exactly.
And one day you get to the point where you say, what did I really do with my life?
Right. And you want to look back and say good things, be able to tell your kids that you made a difference and changed the world.
Man, we know you're on the right. We know you're on the right path.
Right path.
Yeah, we can hear. We can see it. Tell everybody about your new banger that's out here, man.
So my song Captions is out, all platforms. It's my single. I released on September 1st. And so me and my label, The Lights Global, shout out to my people over there.
Yeah, shout out to the peeps. Thank you, peeps.
Got a music video on the way. And the whole song itself was really about, like, you know, we're in the day and age where artificial intelligence is just so high. And, it's you know, we're becoming like mere shadows of ourselves. And I think that when you just say it to people, it just sounds like you're preaching to people. It sounds like you're trying to tell them what to do. But I just feel like we need to embrace what's going on. We need to embrace what's going on around us and, you know, and still move on together, still come together for it. And so then I had a challenge for the song. It was a dance challenge.
Yeah. And your mom put that one on top, too. Say,
yeah,
man. She came out there.
And shout out to my man, Phil Wright, because he came up with the routine. And
it's
I was
a great,
you know,
great challenge.
Yeah, I think it's a good challenge. But I thought, you know, what I want to do as an artist is bring people together. And I'm like, what's the best way to bring people together? Challenge them to do something. And this went way further than I thought it would. So I had families. I had people from different countries everywhere just saying, doing the challenge and stuff. So it really just keeps motivating me to, you know, keep doing what I'm doing, you know?
Well, we want to do a concert called Artists Against Hunger because next year is our 50th anniversary.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And we want for that 50th. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
And I was very young when I started, but...
Liz, tell everybody.
I would tell her. I was nine years old.
But here's the thing. We're not dealing with a rusty, dusty artist here. She's a serious actress. Tell us some of the movies. We know we saw you in Ray.
Ray Charles' story.
Tell us a little bit of some of the things you've been in.
You heard of a man named Don Cornelius and the Soul Train. Played in that. Tyler Perry's Fan of Reunion. My artistry and my ministry is the same thing. It's not two different things.
Exactly.
I'm an artist, activist, actress.
Exactly.
So in this concert, Artists Against Hunger, we're going to stand up as artists and say, no, we're not all stuck on ourselves. No, we're not all about the fling and the bling and the... I could feed a lot of hungry people with that chain around your neck right now.
Yes, ma'am. That's true. Yes,
but we're going to come together and say, we do care.
Right.
So we need to write our own We Are the World. We need to write our own songs and come together in Atlanta.
That's so
and
true.
And give back. Because hungry children shouldn't be hungry with all the money in this city.
Right.
It doesn't make any sense. So sometime I want you to get with us and be on that host committee.
Of course.
So that we can do this Artists Against Hunger
I love that.
Campaign.
I love that idea.
Well, I'm here. I'm saying it live. I would love to be a part of that. I would love to be a part of that.
There
you
go. See, that's what we do here.
That's what we bring people together.
Thank you, Tron Austin, man.
Of course.
Thank you for just
being who you are. Of course.
Because he could have told now, you just said all that, ma'am. I won't be there. Later, old lady. But look. We got to take a break. When we come back, we'll bring you more sights and sounds. Liz Amalama, you know we love you.
You keep it. Look. You keep looking good.
Look, I don't have no. Now I'm finna tell you like old folk, old school. See your husband over here now, okay?
I see my husband.
See your husband. We want people to meet this family. So
if he's
still out here, you see
and he'll remember him from Drumline.
Yeah.
He'll remember him from Forrest Gump. He'll remember him from In the Heat of the Night when you were still an angel in heaven. But, artistry and ministry is the same thing. As a matter of fact, as an artist, if you don't have ministry, it will kill you because you will not have an appreciation of what you got. And this man right here, he is our Hosea Williams of today.
Right.
He is teaching the people. He is teaching the young women like this. He is letting us know what true value of life is about.
Right. Well, look here, I
appreciate you, Derek.
I am not worthy to even tie Hosea Williams' shoes, but I thank God that he allowed me to be there and just serve him. And I know who he was. I know he was divinely sent to us for a time such as the time he was here with us. And so I know you, the extension of who he is. And so we recognize, some of us recognize, don't ever get it twisted. Some of us in this city recognize who that man was and who this family is. So thank y'all for all y'all do.
Thank you, sir.
All right, look, we got to take a break now. I got to get me a check-in another week, so I got to go to commercial. We'll be back in a moment. News and Talk 1380 WLK.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.